Today, we're talking about how Americans are falling even more behind on their credit card payments. It's not a good sign, Lance.
Now, U.S. consumers, as we've been reporting for weeks now, are grappling with some of the highest prices in years. And as we've also been reporting, they've been running up hefty credit card bills just to put food on the table, cover their utility bills, you know, essentials. And now we get word from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York that credit card delinquencies are at a 15-year high, up 13%, or 13% rather, of all credit card accounts are now at least 90 days delinquent, at least as of the first quarter. As I say, that's the highest level we have seen since 2008, the financial crisis back then. Americans are now carrying a record $1.25 trillion in credit card debt, with average interest rates running about 21%. So you can see how people could fall behind on their bill paying, especially during economic uncertainty, as we are seeing now. This surge in delinquent credit card debt comes as we talked about just yesterday, Fidelity is warning that many people are now raiding their 401ks just to make ends meet. You know, we are now literally mortgaging our futures to survive the present. And that's a very scary economic place to be. And America's nearly $40 trillion national debt, well, that all but assures higher interest rates in the future and for years to come. It's a very, very difficult thing for consumers to have to be grappling with at the moment, because it also means that unpaid bills today can mean endless cycles of debt down the road.